Just in case you forgot about Luke's travel account, Luke begins today's gospel by reminding us that our Lord is traveling to Jerusalem. This is important for Luke. He doesn't want to lose our attention. He began the travel account in the 9th chapter, and we are now in the 13th chapter. And so we are kind of listening in as our Lord is instructing his apostles to begin his church. Today's teaching begins with a question. Lord, will only a few people be saved? That's a great question. In fact, that would have been my question. How many people do go to heaven? Is heaven as automatic as death and taxes? Now, as a Jewish rabbi, the answer Jesus was expected to give is this: all Jews have a share in the world to come. That's the standard answer for a rabbi. Many Jews believe their salvation was assured by their ancestry. Isn't that cool? If you're of the right ancestry. Instead, Jesus, the Jew, the rabbi, the incarnate God, gives an answer that is cautious and seemingly restrictive. I think we all would wish that Jesus would answer this question by saying, well, come on. I'm the Redeemer of the world. Everybody goes to heaven. What a silly question. Who do you think I am? All you have to do is die, and you're going to go to heaven. That would have been a neat answer. Instead, he begins to talk about a narrow door and how many can't enter it. Jesus doesn't give numbers. He doesn't give percentages. Jesus doesn't even suggest that most people will be saved. His answer has a tone of urgency again, like it did last week. Jesus said, try to come in through the narrow door. And then he promises and says, many will try to enter and be unable. What in the world? What in the world? Clearly, Jesus is speaking to the Jews. He's speaking to those whom he's come to save, but they're rejecting him. But still, there's a message in there for us, the Gentiles. Jesus does not make a prediction on the population of heaven or hell, but he gives us a strong lesson. And the lesson is this: maybe, perhaps, a nodding acquaintance to Jesus isn't enough. Perhaps an occasional recognition of Jesus is not going to do it. No one is guaranteed salvation. It requires great effort. St. Paul wrote, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Salvation requires great effort. Effort, by the way, which you are exhibiting by coming to Mass today. So with this image, that the way to heaven is through a narrow door. I'll leave you with this image that I once saw on a Peanuts cartoon newspaper. Charlie Brown can help us out here. Charlie Brown is getting up one morning and he's looking out the window. It's a lovely winter day, like we will soon have. Snow covers the ground. Charlie Brown says, a perfect day for skiing. So he's so excited. He begins to get ready to go skiing. And he bundles himself up, first with several layers of clothing. He puts on his gloves. He puts on his skis. He's got his poles. He's all ready to go. And then he begins to move toward the door. And Charlie Brown now discovers that he's so bundled up that he cannot get through the door. And so he just stands there, screaming on the top of his lungs. He's angry at the door. This image is a good one for us this week. My dear people, we all want to pass through the door to the kingdom of heaven. The alternative is not a good one. But we're sometimes so bundled up that we can't pass through the door. And we can begin to blame God, thinking the door is the problem, when I'm the problem. I've made the door too narrow. We're all bundled up in so many different ways. Material possessions can give us a false security. Savings account can be a security blanket that, depends on how we use it, may do nothing for us. But more than that, we are bundled up in our various sins. It may be the sin of presumption. I will get through that door. I'm making heaven. I'm making it. I'm in. I mean, what kind of a God would not let me in heaven? A mean God? That's the sin of presumption. No one can presume. Another sin is how we deal with our emptiness in life. I mean, we're all empty in life from time to time. That's part of life. Feeling empty. Feeling alone. The human being is, fickle. Today I'm fine. Tomorrow I'm not, How do I deal with my emptiness? Do I fill it with work? Do I fill it with drink or food? Do I fill it with the hours and hours and hours and hours I spend on the computer? Do I fill it with despair? Got to get rid of it. We all cope. We all cope. Human beings cope. But we need to cope in a healthy way. Do I have hatred? That's a bundle. Prejudice, let's be honest. Am I afraid in life? Fear. Fear is something that can bundle us up and paralyze us, literally. Today is a good lesson for us. We ought not get down or worry. The point of this gospel is not to move us to despair. The point of this gospel is that our Lord has a door for us. Our Lord has a door for us. And maybe I can ask myself this week, what am I carrying? What am I carrying that makes the door Jesus offers me to be too narrow for me to enter? Amen.